Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. So our guest medium tonight on the show is Maurice Israel, and he'll be joining us in just a moment, but first I have a couple of quick updates. On Saturday, December 10th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we have our Visionary Explorers Group. The Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation, and the group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And for more information, email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. We also have our annual Holidays Pass raffle taking place on December 23rd, where you have a chance to win up to 5 medium readings with some of the Forever Family Certified Mediums. And this year, the participating Forever Family Certified Mediums are Joseph Scheel, Lynn LeClaire, Angelina Diana, Kathy Nadal, and Tracy Lee Nash. And then lastly, on July 14th of 2023 to July 16th, it's a Friday to Sunday event, we have our Summer Grief Transformation Retreat, Love Knows No Death. As featured on the Netflix series Surviving Death, this is a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat is being held in an intimate center with a rural setting and features a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open minds to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 50 attendees, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. I myself will be at this retreat among some other really great Forever Family mediums. And if you want to attend, do go buy those tickets ASAP, because these events tend to sell out pretty quickly. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, now that the announcements are out of the way, let's get to our show. So our guest tonight is Maurice Israel. He's a psychic medium and teacher who has provided private readings and demonstrations of mediumship to groups for 17 years. He is also a registered nurse with over 22 years of experience, spending the majority of his career as a hospice and palliative care nurse in Florida. Maurice received his mediumship training in the UK at Arthur Findlay College and has provided readings for clients worldwide. He has taught psychic and mediumship development classes and demonstrated mediumship in the U.S. and in Europe. Maurice believes in the healing power of mediumship and the importance it plays in the grief process. Over his career, he has witnessed the positive effects that mediumship has had on his clients. And without further ado, and to my great pleasure, I'd like to introduce everyone to our newest certified medium of Forever Family, Maurice. Hi, Maurice. How are you?
I'm just great. How are you this evening? It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's so nice of you to jump in the deep end. You just got certified not too long ago, right?
I did. It was October of last year.
Oh, okay. I think you're the, forgive me if I'm forgetting someone, but I think you're the newest one, right? The newest medium?
There might have been one more after me. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I really should know this, being the host of this this radio show. I really should know this. I'm probably spreading fake news here. But anyway, well, you're one of the newer ones, so I'm very happy. And this is your first time on the show, so I'm very excited to have you on. So thank you so much for joining us. So every show, you know, I always give we always have some time to chat. And give the audience a little bit of a chance to get to know you. So since you've never been on before, I wanted to ask you how you got started with mediumship. How did you realize you were a medium?
Well, for me, it was just one of those things where I kept having experiences around me and sensing those in the spirit world.
Yeah.
But because of my background and upbringing, it wasn't something that I really wanted to acknowledge. So I'll be honest, I ran from it for quite a while.
Right.
And then it got to a point where it became so apparent and so in my face. Mm-hmm. That I couldn't ignore any longer. So then I had to, it was either learn about it or lose my mind, I guess you'd say.
I was going to say go crazy. Yeah. Exactly. Can I tell you, I think most mediums can relate to that kind of just like you get, just either got to do it or lose it. There's no other way to put it, right?
No, it's true. Because after it gets to a certain point where you're realizing the spirit world's around you and you're like, okay, what do I do with this? And for me, it was just a matter of, I need to learn about this and see what it really is. And that right. just opened the doors, and that's where it all began.
That's awesome. So now, being a hospice nurse, I would assume that, is that where you had a lot of your experiences, or was it more in your personal life?
Well, prior to being a hospice nurse, I had a lot as a hospice nurse, but before I was in hospice, I was working in hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it began. Literally going up and down the halls in the hospitals and just right. feeling things and sensing things and kind of knowing things.
Right.
But as I moved over to hospice, where you're so much more face-to-face with people and, you know, at the end of life, it became much more apparent that there was something else going on. So it was like, okay, can't ignore this any longer.
Right. No, that's pretty cool. You know, I always wondered that because I have a couple of friends who are nurses, and some of them are intuitive, and they'll tell me like that they'll sort of know when someone's going to pass, even though the doctor's like, no, you know, this person has a week or two. And I always hear that nurses kind of are a little bit more in tune. So I think that might have, correct me if I'm wrong, might have primed you for this whole thing, you know, just sort of feeling people's energy and you know, dealing with, unfortunately, people passing, you know, even in a hospital. So I wonder if that kind of affected you, like almost like a training, you know what I mean?
I feel that it did, because I really feel that nurses, a lot of us, because we're so up front and center with patients,
right.
Kind of develop a sixth sense, even people that seem to be doing okay.
You right, look at you just kind of like, know, right?
Yeah, you just know something's not quite right, something's wrong, I need to pay more attention here, and you just start to pick up from in that capacity, and it just goes from there.
Right, and I guess being, you know, because I do believe that mediums are born, I think we're kind of chosen for this from birth, and whatever kicks in, it just kind of kicks in. So I'm sure you had your fair share of of crazy stories, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Do you mind sharing one? We still have a little more time to chat, so do you mind sharing, like, I don't know, one of your, like, craziest things that happened?
For me, one of the stories that I remember the most was when I was in hospice, because I used to work in a unit where mm-hmm. we had a lot of different patients and families there together.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one family in particular that I became very close to when I was there providing care.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get to a place where you just, because we're so connected and so open based upon the mediumship and just your intuition,
mm-hmm.
You just get feelings about things. So one of the families that I connected with, I just remember the daughter used to come to visit her father every single day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And lovely, lovely daughter. And then she would bring other family members with her. And, you know, the dad and her were really the last of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And she would spend a lot of time with him. But it was interesting because as she would work with him in the room, there would be others from the spirit world coming into the room during the time that she was there with her father.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because obviously as a medium, you're able to sense and feel these things. And it was just one of those things, like even when he was getting ready to have a birthday, they were going to have a birthday party for him.
Mm-hmm.
His wife that was already in spirit actually came in the room and was very happy. And the energy was very lifted, I could say it that way.
Right.
But I think the thing that was the most touching was when he was ready to cross over to the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
And the daughter came into that room to spend that time with him. There were two family members that actually were there at that time of crossing.
Right.
And the thing that I found to be just really overwhelming was that even as he was in those last stages of life, which we all eventually are going to get there at some day, in those last stages of life, as you're watching the body go through what it goes through physically, I could actually sense and see that spirit has is already out of the body in the corner with the two family members that came to join him.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And that for me, and I have to say, I had a similar experience on a couple of different occasions where the body's physically going through what it's going through, but the spirit, the soul spirit, is already up and out, and right. The body going through those last moments.
Right. You know, that's actually very validating for me. Not that the show is even about me, but I'm sure, you know, you get this message too a lot when people will say, you know, oh, like, you know, did my mother suffer? Or did so-and-so, you know, did they feel? And a lot of times they tell me, they were like, I kind of was out of my body already. And yeah. I always wonder about that, but I guess that's just kind of a thing that happens, right? Before the body is sort of done, you know, doing its thing. Our soul is just like, all right, I'm out.
Exactly. Because the soul and spirit already know, don't they?
Right, right. I think that's already kind of, it's known to them. It's, you know, it's the reptilian mind. You know what I mean? Like that part of us that we're like, huh? Exactly. Or the human part of it. But no, that's super interesting. Honestly, Maurice, I have to confess, I've been dying to meet a medium who was like a hospice nurse or something. Because I love the stories that I hear, because I feel like they're so validating from healthcare professionals who, whether they're mediums or not, you know, they give you these stories. They're like, you know, I've seen this, I've seen that. I just think it's such validating information for people who are losing someone, or, you know, most people have lost someone already. So I think it's really interesting that you've done both. I definitely a unique perspective for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely been life-changing.
Yeah, I love that. Okay, so before we get to our callers, I know you do a lot of teaching and stuff like that. So do you have anything coming up either in person or online or anything like that at all?
I'll have some things posted on my website probably around February, because I have some other commitments that I'm trying to wrap up at the present time.
Got it.
But I do teach quite a few classes in mediumship and mediumship development, which I'm doing privately at the moment with a group out of Virginia.
Oh, okay. So you do it remote?
Correct.
Oh, okay, got it.
Right now, at least since COVID, I was doing a lot in person prior to COVID.
Right, same.
But it just changed up since COVID. But I'll have things posted in February for some mediumship courses and some psychic development as well, because they do go hand in hand.
Right, awesome. And your website is mediummaurice.com, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Perfect. Right. So anyone listening, if you want to take one of his classes or check out any of his work, you post all your events and stuff on there, right?
Correct. Yeah, everything will be there.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for this little chat. So for those of you who are just tuning into the show a little bit late, our guest is certified medium Maurice Israel, and be sure to check out Maurice's website at mediummaurice.com. Okay, so let's get to our phone lines. You ready to take some calls?
Sure, let's do this.
Awesome.
First time, let's do it.
You'll be great. I have full confidence in you, my friend. Okay, so just as a reminder for those of you listening and calling in, our show is commercial free, as it has been for over a year. But just in case you're new, we are commercial free, so we have more time to take your calls. And before we take our first caller, just as a reminder, I will call you out by your first name, and you can let us know if you would like to have a connection with spirit, and then Maurice will do a mini reading for you. Or if you have a question instead, we're always happy to take your questions as well. Okay, so let us get to our first caller. We have Dave from Arizona. Hi, Dave. Are you there?
It's actually James. Did you say Dave?
Oh, I did say Dave, but James. Okay.
I almost didn't gotcha. Say anything.
Nope, that's okay.
I almost lost my turn.
Nope, you're good, James. You're good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. How about you guys?
I'm good. I'll take hanging in there. Okay, James, so did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with spirit?
I'm excited to make a connection with spirit. I've gotten through a couple times. I had to wait in line, but I never got inside the club. So I finally
listen, you're first in line tonight, my friend. So I'm going to turn you over to Maurice, okay?
Okay.
Hi,
thank
James.
You,
Joe.
Hello, Maurice.
Hi, how are you? Very nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. You too, Maurice. I'm doing okay.
All right. So just give me a second. Let me see who we have coming in here for you today.
Okay.
James, it's interesting. As I begin to connect in here, James, would you understand a younger man in the spirit world that I feel would have crossed over to spirit rather quickly?
You said a younger man?
Yes.
Younger man quickly, not particularly, not a man.
All right, because I'll be honest with you, I have two men here. One feels like a father type, father to me, And the other gentleman mm-hmm. that I have here feels like someone younger that I feel would have been, I mean, we're talking younger, like an accident crossed over to spirit, if not connected to you directly, would have been connected to someone very close to you that I feel that we would have lost years ago. You understand that?
This would have been years ago, a younger person passing?
Mm-hmm.
A younger male. No, I don't. I'm not connecting with that, with a younger person years ago. I don't. That doesn't.
Okay, that's connect. Okay. Just hold on, Tim. Would you understand father yeah. or someone like father in spirit, please?
Yes. Yes.
You do.
Not my correct? Father, but a there's a possibility of a father figure in spirit. Not necessarily not my father, but
no. The gentleman that I have here, the older gentleman, he feels like father. If he's not your father, he would have had to be very close to someone that you were very close to. Does that make sense, please?
Yes, that does.
Okay.
Definitely.
And I know that when this father crossed over to spirit, I want to say here that this would have been, it would have been a surprise to the family. Like things were going on, but he crossed at a time when we wouldn't have expected him to go. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And I know here with him, as dad crossed over to spirit, please, I know that the family literally was left with nothing. You understand, like total shock. We weren't expecting this. And we were just trying to recover and get back on our feet after he's gone. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as I continue to work with him, now, James, this is a friend of someone connected to their father, correct?
It would be, it's possible that, like I said, it's not my father, but we, my partner recently lost her father.
Okay.
This could be.
Because I just know here, as I'm working here, just give me 1 second, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Your partner was very close with her father, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that even when her father crossed over to spirit, I'm seeing here because he's showing me that he would have come back around and been around her even after she was after he was in spirit. Are you aware of this, please?
Like
she had sensations or feelings of him being around.
I'm not sure. I can't answer for her, but she's had signs.
Right. So she's had signs of him being around, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, James, with him going over to the spirit world, I know that your name is James. Would you understand? I feel like I have another James that's somewhere connected around the family here as well. Does that make sense, please?
A middle name, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that because I feel
I
that with him.
I have a grandfather. Correct. That's my name. His middle name.
Right, and grandfather is also in the spirit world. Correct.
Yes, he is my grandfather.
Okay. Now, as I speak of this grandfather here, James, I'm going to work with him now and blend with him. I know here with granddad that he would have been a man who was rather simple and would have been someone who would have kind of worked the land. Does that make sense, please?
He was simple. Didn't do anything. Wasn't like the land per se, but was good with numbers.
If I say that granddad was from more of a rural area, does that make sense, please? Mm-hmm. You understand that?
No, not a rural. No, he was from the city.
All right, give me 1 second.
Sure.
He keeps taking me to land. James, did granddad own land, please, that you're aware of?
He might have.
Okay.
He didn't.
Because I just feel that he's showing me land here. That's why I'm being pulled towards land, because I know as you speak of him being good with numbers, I know that he was also very good with money here as well. You understand that, please?
Yes, he did. He had a lot of money at one point.
Correct.
Very, yeah,
and I know that granddad was someone. I'm sorry. Say that again?
Yeah, he was very good with money. He had a lot of money at one point.
Yeah, because I know that he's someone who also, within the community, people knew that he had money. But I also know that it wasn't just that he had money. He knew what to do with money and how to invest his money as well. You understand that, please?
Yes, yes.
And I know that there were other people within the family that he tried to help and tried to assist with this investing of money. Do you understand?
You know, it's possible he passed away in 83. So I was a kid, so I don't have a lot of recognition, a lot of memories, you know.
All
right. James, I'm so sorry I wasn't able to pin that down a little bit better, but I want to say to you, I want to leave you with your grandfather's love, but also with your partner. I want to say that her father is in spirit, and I know those signs are being given to her, so I just want to leave you with that, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Maurice. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you,
Joe.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night. You too. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, very good. All right, next up, we have Kathy from Pennsylvania. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi, Kathy, how are you?
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Okay, so Kathy, did you want to make a connection with Spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Connection with Spirit, please.
Awesome, you got it. All right, you're up, Maurice.
Yeah. Hi, Kathy, how are you? Can I hear your voice one time, please?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Okay, fantastic. Now, thank you so much for that. Hi, Kathy. So as I'm working here, I have a lady stepping in here from the spirit world, okay? And I feel that this lady is
Did you say lady?
Yes, I have a lady coming in from the spirit world, a woman.
Okay.
And I begin to... I'm sorry? Okay. So
I didn't say anything.
All right. And as I begin to work with her here, Kathy, she just makes me feel, I know that I feel that very strong familial connection here with you, with this lady from the spirit world. And I want to go as far as saying she feels like a mom's type of love to me. Do you understand mom in the spirit world, please?
Yes.
Okay. You're a mom, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, thank you very much. And I know here, with this lady that she comes in close to me here, I know that she talks about the mother-daughter bond, because I know the two of you had a good relationship while she was here on the earth. You understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Kathy, I know here with mom as well, she's talking to me. I know that the two of you would have actually spent time together towards end of life, because she's talking to me about shared times together. You understand that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know that as mom went down, would you understand some confusion with mom, please, that she was having issues towards end of life here?
Yes, she had dementia.
Okay, thank you. Because she's very much making me aware of this confusion that she had towards end of life. But I also know that she had some lucid moments that you would have been there to observe before she got really to those end stages of dementia. Does that make sense, please?
Yes.
Okay, because she's telling me that she was very happy to have shared those times with you towards the end. But I also know that you did a lot for mom towards end of life. Even if you weren't always there at the bedside, there was a lot that you were doing to help her to make sure that she was okay towards the end of life. You understand that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know here with mom as well, it's interesting because I know that a lot of times we get different signs and things from the other world. But I want to say to you, one of the things that I don't know why mom is showing this specifically, I want to talk to you about butterflies specifically, Kathy. Does that make sense?
Not particularly.
Okay. If you're not aware of them now, I want to tell you to keep an eye out for butterflies, because I want to say that specifically, she's bringing them into me as signs for you from the other world and signs when she's around you sometimes here as well. Okay.
Okay.
Now, Kathy, with mom here, I just need to say to you from mom here as well, I just need to say to you that she loves you. But I also know here, Kathy, if I was to look at a picture of you and mom side by side, I would see resemblances here. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Yeah. She's showing me a picture of her and a picture of you side by side, literally. And I'm looking at the eyes and around the face. And I know that there's a resemblance here because she's talking to me about this as well. I also know here that mom is telling me to say to you that she's very proud of you and very proud of the things that you've done and the things that you've accomplished. You understand this, please, Catherine.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And I also know here from mom. Catherine, is there a Jesse or Jessica connected in the family, please? Or around the family?
Yes.
Okay, because she's just brought that name in as validation as well. So I just need to give that name to you as well, okay?
Okay.
And I know here from her, as she continues to speak with me now, she's talking to me about I know that I'm not sure this is you or someone connected to you within the family is having some financial challenges or financial worries. You understand this, please?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And what mom is saying is that we're on the right track. You're on the right track to getting things back together. So just keep going the way that you're going, because there's a part of you or this person that absolutely doesn't feel that you're doing things. It's just not working out the way you want. Okay. But for her, from the other world, she's coming in to say that she's trying to get guidance and assistance, and you're absolutely on the right track. Kathy, you also have a sibling here, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because I need to say hi to that sibling from mom as well.
Okay.
You know, your mom, the way she makes me feel, I feel like she was a lady who, she did the things that she had to do to get through life. Life wasn't always easy, but she just kind of took things in stride. You understand that, please?
Yeah.
30 seconds left.
Okay. And she's just saying to me that as she took things in stride, she's just saying to you that she just wants you to continue to take things in stride, because things are going to absolutely come together for you when you're heading in that right direction. And she's always going to be there to walk beside you and to guide you, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'll leave you with mom's love. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Have a good night.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, all right, two down. Doing good, my friend. Reason through these. Okay, next up we have Stephanie from Colorado. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. It's snowing here.
Oh, it's snowing. You know what? It's finally cold in New York. We're about to get snow. I know any day it's going to happen. I'm like dreading it. I know I shouldn't, but it is winter after all, right? Okay, Stephanie. Yeah. So did you want to, on this snowy night, ask us a question, or did you want to make a connection with spirit?
Either way, I just would like to have some information about my house and if it's a good time to sell.
Okay. So, you know, we'll turn you over to Maurice, and whatever spirit gives him, hopefully they will answer your questions. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Perfect.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you want to kind of take me in the particular area that you want to go or where you are with things, and I'll pick up, please?
We've tried to have our house for sale since June, and we've gone through two different realtors, and it hasn't worked out so great. And my husband would like to retire, and we want to move to where our kids are out of state. So I don't know if there's a hold or, you know, if there's something wrong.
Okay. Now, it's interesting here. I know that there have been multiple discussions around the price of this home. You understand that, please?
Yes.
And if I say to you that I feel that we had a deal that almost came together, do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because I can feel the energy of both of those situations taking place. You know, I just want to say to you what I feel here. I don't feel you're going to be in that house much longer. I really do feel that you will have a sale that comes in literally in the next couple of months. And, you know, sometimes things are about timing, because sometimes it's about getting the price and the money that you want, but also then putting you in a position to move to the place that you're supposed to move when you get to where you're going. Does that make sense, please?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because I just feel here that the area where you're going to move to by your children, I feel like there's a lot of property there. And I also sense that there's water not too far from that area. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel that based upon where that property is located and what's going on with some of the developing areas there, I really feel that what's happening is that you're kind of being positioned to move into a place that's going to be great for the both of you for a very long period of time after the sale of this home takes place.
Okay, that would be very nice.
Yeah, because I would just say to you, don't get discouraged. Just stay right with it. What are we in November?
Okay.
I feel very strongly that within the next 45 to 60 days, that I feel right in that time frame, you should have a solid contract.
Okay. The problem is the realtor that we have now, he doesn't want to continue to sell it. because of the holidays. And so she has not done what she promised she would do. So, you know, we want to let go of her. But
right.
Because it is, you know, bad time of year, we're just not sure what to do anymore. It's been very frustrating because the interest rates now have risen, you know, four different times. And so it's just been a very stressful, frustrating situation.
Okay, but in the interim of what's going on with her, you have another realtor already in mind that you want to use. Is that correct?
We've thought about that, and I've thought about just selling it myself.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I feel that you could go either way, but obviously, excuse me, with a realtor, it's going to take a lot off your shoulders in regard to the amount of work and the legalities and things like that. But I also know that you're very much connected to people out there, and there's an attorney by your side there as well, I can see.
About a minute left.
Okay. So I would say whether you sell yourself or go with someone else, as long as it's in that MLS where you have that exposure, I really do feel in 45 right. to 60, because I see you done and wrapped up within 90 at the most. So okay. Whichever way you decide to go, I do feel it will move. But I do also feel you'll find when you move, you're going to literally go out there and find the right place in a short period of time.
Okay. All right.
Alrighty.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. You have
very
a
welcome. Good,
evening. Good
luck with everything. I wish you the best.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Stephanie. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, great. Next up, we have Phyllis from New Jersey. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi. Good, how are you?
I'm great. How you doing, Maurice?
I'm great, Phyllis. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, good.
Happy
right, well,
to
Phyllis,
get through.
We're glad you did. So did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
A connection with Spirit would be great.
You got it, my friend.
All righty, let's see what we have here today. So Phyllis, as I'm sitting here and beginning to connect with the spirit world, I have a lady from the spirit world who I feel is coming to connect with me here. And the way that she
okay.
makes me feel, she feels like family to me, but it doesn't feel like mom. It feels more like either like sister or someone who was a close friend, almost like a sister. Can you understand someone like that being in the spirit world, please?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because this lady, because the way that she comes in and blends with you, it's like that's that, you know, there's that immediate love that takes place between two people, like that relationship that was very close and connected while they were here. But I also know here that as she comes in to work with me, she shows me the two of you are almost like two peas in a pod. Does that make sense, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she showed me that there were similarities between the two of you. Now, it's interesting here, Phyllis, because as she continues to come in close here with me, she's very much just making me aware that the relationship between the two, you understand that you're one of the only people that she trusted when she was here, correct?
Yes.
And you understand that when we lost her over to the spirit world rather quickly as well here. You understand that, please?
Yes.
And I also know very much that even after she was over to the spirit world, I know that you went to visit where she was buried or kept. I feel that she's showing me you spent a lot of time even close to her at that time, but where she was after she died. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because she's just showing me afterwards. Now, Phyllis, as I continue to work with her here, I know that she's come back from the other world to you in dreams as well here, please. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that through those dreams that she's given you some solace and some relief from what the pain you've had, but she's also tried to help you with a few different situations here in life. Do you understand that as well, please?
I hope so.
Okay, because, well, that's just what she's making me aware of. I'm not sure if you're aware of through your dreams. Now, Phyllis, I know that your P is the first initial of your name, but I also know that as I'm working with her, would you understand another P name connected closely around you, please, like Patricia, Patty, something to that effect, please?
The only Patricia I had was a dog.
Okay, well, I'm going to take that from you because she's telling me to give you that name. So I knew it was Patricia
okay.
or Patty, so I'll give that to you as well, okay? And as now with this dog that we have here, please, would you understand this dog being a little bit scruffy? Would you understand that, please?
You know what? There was also Peanut. A peanut dog.
Okay, but one of them I feel was very scruffy. Like the hair wasn't very, even if the dog was clean and well kept, you know, some dogs just look a little scruffy all the time. Little dog?
Yeah.
Okay, because I want to give you that dog coming back from the other world as well, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I also know your person that was here from the other world. If I take you to the month of June here, please, I want to talk about the month of June. It's either a birthday or anniversary month that would be connected either to you or to her. Does that make sense, please?
June was my wedding anniversary.
Thank you very much. So I'll take that from you as well. And I know here from her as well. She's talking to me here. She's literally just showing me here. Now, there's a song that the two of you had in common that I feel that you still sing from time to time. Do you understand that, please?
I'm not sure. I'm very into music, but I'm not sure of a song with the woman who passed.
Yeah.
Or the person, or the anniversary.
Well, what I'm being shown, she's showing me, I feel like there was a song that recently was on the radio or somewhere that I feel you were singing along with, and there were either memories connected to her or around her with this song. Does that make sense, please?
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Because she just brought that
it's
right
her name
back
song.
In.
I heard her name. Her song. Thank her you. Name is a song on the radio.
Thank you very much. Got it. Yeah, because she was just bringing that in very clearly and saying, you got to bring the song, in here as well.
About a minute now, left.
Thank you very much. Now, and I know here that as time goes on, I know that you continue to celebrate her every year, and I want to let you know that she's very thankful and grateful about that as well, okay? And I also know that as we move forward here, I've got another birthday coming up in the very near future that also is going to connect right around her anniversary. You understand that, please?
Her birthday's in December.
Thank you very much. That's where we're going. So can I leave that with you and leave her love with you, please?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for working with me.
Phyllis, don't go anywhere just yet. I got to jump in on the tail end if you don't mind. Phyllis, do you have a husband or a brother who's passed?
Yes.
Is it your husband? I have a man in your generation.
Yes.
Do you know who James is? Or like Jamie, James, that name?
No.
You know, he keeps talking about somebody alive with the name like James, Jamie. I may take like a Jason because he gave me like a JS name, but I'm pretty sure it's like James, Jim. It's okay if you don't understand who it is, but it's funny because your husband, as Maurice was talking, you know, I try to mind my business and let the medium on the show do their thing. But sometimes spirit kind of, you know, they jump in. And he told me that he just had to make himself like known, or like, because he said because the holidays are coming. So I know holidays are big for a lot of people, but I don't know if you're like a big Christmas person or something, or if it was just like a very, very special time for you and your husband. But he just literally just wanted to pop in to say he's around. And again, he brought up this like James, Jamie, Jim. It's got to be someone alive. It's just someone he's acknowledging that he knows and he sees from the other side. So it's okay if you don't understand who that is just now. Just keep it there. I'm sure you'll figure it out. But I couldn't let you go without giving you a little tidbit, because he was kind of bugging me while I was trying to stay out of it. But I just had to give you that. Okay.
Thank you. I'd love to hear from my husband.
Awesome. Okay. Well, you have a good night. Okay, Phyllis.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for calling us.
Okay.
Right, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sorry, Maury. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes as the other person's reading, I'm like, oh boy, I think I'm getting something. Okay. So next up we have Kathleen from New York. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Hi, Maury.
Okay. Hi, Kathleen. How are you? Nice to hear your voice.
Good. Thanks.
Awesome. So Kathleen, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with spirit?
A connection, please.
Awesome. You got it.
So, Kathleen, if I speak to you here about a lady in the other world that I feel didn't pass away, she passed away, but not too long ago. Do you understand that, please?
Do you know an age? Like, is it somebody my age or old?
Well, I'm not sure. Give me one second. I want to say, it's interesting, because the way she feels to me. Okay. So I have one lady in the spirit world that's your age that's crossed over, but then I have another lady behind her that I know is older than her that crossed over as well. You understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that it's interesting because I'm trying to get a sense of what these two who these two ladies were to you. Because I know that the lady that is closer to your age, I know that the two of you were very close. You understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. And I know here, Kathy, I want to talk about here. Would you understand a Cancer connection, please, with her?
Cancer? Yeah. Wait, meaning that she had cancer or the horoscope cancer?
I heard cancer. Honestly, my first literal would be that she had cancer.
Okay. The person I was thinking of did not have cancer, but maybe I had the wrong person.
All right, give me just one second here.
I had cancer, if that means anything.
Okay. It does mean something sometimes, especially when we're connecting with you.
Okay.
Okay, so this particular lady that crossed over, that was close to your age, she's someone who would have been around you during your tough times with the cancer, correct?
Yes, for sure. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, because I know here that she would have given you support and she would have held you up during that time in your life. You understand this, please?
Yes, very much okay. So.
Yeah, and I know that with this lady, as she continues to work, you know, it's interesting because she has a very lovely, lovely light energy, because the way that she comes in for me, I just feel that she's someone who was very giving and very kind, but at the same time, she had that edge to her as well. If you didn't want to cross her. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because she's got a tough side to her, but she had to be tough. You know, life wasn't always easy. You understand that, please?
Right.
Now, this lady here, she feels it. If I go here, please, I want to say to you, I feel like sister to you, Kathy. If not sister, she's got to be a close friend like sister. Does that make sense, please?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Yes,
because
she's not my sister, but we were sisters.
Exactly, because that's how she makes me feel. Like the bond is so closely connected that it's like, and I know that there are pictures of the two of you side by side. I know that there were just so many times that were shared together. You understand that, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and I know here, it's interesting. If I say to you that at one point, the two of you even had your hair somewhat alike, do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's laughing about this. I just want to let you know, she's absolutely laughing about this. Because I just know that it was one of those things that we just decided to do because we were being a bit silly and goofy. But it actually turned out to look very good on both of you is what she's telling me. So I need to say that to you as well. You understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. And I know here as well, because I also know that there's a picture of the two of you right after you got this done and both of your hair were looking the same, because she's talking to me about this picture as well, because I know that this picture is somewhere. You understand that?
Yeah, so many pictures. Yes.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you that right after you guys had got this hair done like this, she's telling me there's a picture. We took a picture and I know that picture is somewhere around. Now, Kathy, it's interesting here with her because when she's talking. I'm sorry?
No, that's it. Go ahead.
Okay. As she continues to work with me here, she's talking to me about she's still trying to keep an eye on you from the other world and from the other side, because it feels as if you're going through a little bit of a tough time right now. Does that make sense, please?
About a minute left.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Kathy, what I want to say to you from her is, as you send out your thoughts to the other world, know that she is absolutely around you. And absolutely aware that you need help and trying to give you guidance and bring you signs each and every day, okay?
Great.
All right, thank you. I'll leave you with her love. Thank you so much for working with me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathleen. Have a good night. Okay, all right. So we probably have time for like another two people. You ready?
Let's do this.
Awesome. Okay, next up is Margaret from Pennsylvania. Hi, Margaret, are you there?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, good. So, Margaret, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
I would like to make a connection with Spirit, please.
Awesome, you got it.
All right, Margaret, just give me 1 second to see who's going to come in here, okay?
Okay.
I feel like I've got two men. Margaret, as I'm sitting here blending, I know that I have a gentleman stepping forward here from the spirit world, okay?
Okay.
As I blend with him a bit more, Margaret, you understand father and spirit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because I do feel that I have father in spirit here. But Margaret, if I say to you that there's also a younger man in spirit here as well, that was very much connected, do you understand that as well, please?
Yes.
Okay, because I've got them both here. I believe this may be husband, or I'm not 100%. But let me just go and see where we go with this, okay?
Now it's
interesting, because I know that with father here in the spirit world, I know that father got sick over a period of time, and then we lost dad to the other world. Do you understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay, and I know that this was absolutely a heartache for you, because I know that there was a good connection here between you and dad. You understand that?
Yes and no, yes.
Okay, you can say that to me, that's fine, because I've got the other gentleman here as well. I'm going to see if I can get him in here. Now, with dad here, it's interesting, because if I say that dad was sometimes tough on mom, do you understand that, please?
No. No, my mom passed when I was 5 years old.
Right, because I have a lady here who I feel was mom. Was there a lady around you like mom then, please? That there would have been some challenges with dad? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
I just know I've got this other lady who's like mom, and I feel he absolutely challenged her sometimes. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. And because I know here with dad, that dad, oh, thank you. He's changed, and now I got him. Dad actually was a man who did things his own way and had a mind of his own. You understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay, because what he's showing me here that he just, if he saw things to be one way or thought things should be one way, he was not someone who held back. He spoke his mind. Do you understand that, Kathy?
Probably.
Okay. But I also know that dad was not always around us the way that he could have been as well when he was on the earth. You understand that, please?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because I do feel here that dad was in and dad was out. Dad was in and dad was out. You understand that?
Yes.
Now I know here with dad as well. Kathy, he shows me here that it wasn't just you. There were multiple family members that he was estranged from. You understand that, please?
No, he wasn't estranged from anybody.
When I say estranged,
he was just...
Go ahead, I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. When I say estranged, I'm not saying that he wasn't kind of around, but he wasn't in the thick of things with the family and always around everyone connected. You understand that, please? Because I'm being shown other people that there was like that distance with him as well. Does that make sense, please?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know here with dad as well, I'm being drawn, please, to the month of January around dad. So, and I feel this month is going to be either a month of a birthday, anniversary, something significant. You understand that, please?
About a minute left.
No.
Okay. I'm gonna say with this month of January, someone else in the family, if it's not a birthday anniversary, it's a passing of someone else. It's definitely some type of anniversary. I feel here if you just could hold that in your thoughts. And I'm going to leave you with dad's love, okay?
Okay. How about the husband?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we came to the end just now.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Margaret.
These
readings are so short on the radio.
Sorry,
I'm so sorry about that.
Were you getting anything, Joe, from my husband?
No, I'm sorry. I wasn't getting anything from him. But it doesn't mean that he's not there. And that goes for
no, he's
listening
too. He's definitely there. Just the dad came a bit stronger today. I'm so sorry about that, Margaret. And I called you Kathy as well. I apologize for that.
All right. Thank you.
You have a good night, Margaret. Okay. All right. We have time for one more quick one. You ready?
Sure. Let's do it.
Working you to the bone. We got to a lot tonight. I'm impressed, my friend. Okay. Last up, we have Chris from Texas. Hi, Chris.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good, good. Okay. So, Chris, did you want to make a connection with spirit or did you have a question for us?
Connection with spirit, please.
Awesome. All right. You got it. Maurice, you're up.
All right, Chris, let me see who we have here. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Very well. Thank you. So, Chris, as I begin to connect in here, I just feel like I have a lady stepping forward from the spirit world. And I just feel that this lady, I feel this lady was like mom. Would you understand mom in the spirit world, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because this lady, as she comes in, it's like that instant, you know, you can just feel when mom comes in. And I just know it's interesting here because mom is just showing me here that, okay, your name's Chris, correct?
Chris, right. Christine.
Okay. Christine, right. Now, as I connect in with mom here, I know that you would have spent time with mom towards end of life, correct?
Distantly, yes.
Okay. Because what she's showing me here, because she's just making me aware of connection between the two of you towards end of life. But I'm also very much aware here, Chris, that your mom was someone who would have, give me one second, because she's actually correcting me here. Okay, because what she's talking to me about here, she didn't have the time with you at all the times that she wanted to spend, but that the time was made up on the phone or any other way that we could communicate. You understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. And I know here that there were other family members that were around mom towards the end of life that were communicating with you in regard to mom here as well. You understand that, please?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know here with mom that when mom passed over to the other world, that she's talking to me about, Chris, she left pieces of jewelry and some other things behind that were in the family. You understand this, please?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that some of those things went to you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know that she specifically is showing me rings, and I know that I've got a bracelet, a silver bracelet here that she's making me very much aware of. And I know that she's very happy that when people in the family, especially you, have those things, that it makes her happy because she is actually around and still able to connect with you. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Chris, it's interesting here because mom is saying to me, she doesn't want you to feel bad about not being around her towards the end of her life. Do you understand why she's saying that to you, please?
Yes.
Okay. Because she's telling me that there's a bit of guilt there with you, but she's saying that she was okay and she was well taken care of. She doesn't want you to feel bad about how things went down at the end of her life, okay?
Yes.
Okay, I'm so sorry. It's making you a little bit emotional. But I just want to say to you that she's telling me also that she does come around you from time to time and that you have been aware of her being around you, but that's just letting you know that she's still there and that love is still there and continues after we cross over to the other world. You understand that, please?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, Chris, your mom is very much showing me here. She's showing me here that she just wants you to be that, because she's showing you to me as a young lady, and she's just saying to me, you're still that strong young lady that was there in those early years, and she really is just trying to really push again at you, that she really is okay, and she really was okay at the end of her life, and she does not want you to hold on to that, because it's not going to do anything good for you. You understand that, please?
Yes.
Yeah, she's reiterating this twice. Now, I know that as I'm working here with her.
About a minute left.
Okay. Chris, is there a place that either you and mom took a trip to that you're thinking of going back to or that you traveled to recently? Does that make sense?
No.
I feel like she's showing me a place of interest. Okay, I'm just going to say to you, because I know we're coming to the end. I feel like she's showing me a place of interest, like the Grand Canyon or something like that, where we thought of taking a trip or we talked about. And she's just bringing that back as a memory here as well. But I just want to say to you, I just want to leave you with your mom's love this evening and to let you know that she is still around you and she holds nothing against you at all. Just nothing but pure love here, okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Chris. Take care. Okay, very good. Well, we are just about out of time. So I would like to thank you, our guest, Maurice Israel, for joining us this evening. And Maurice, if our listeners want to get more information about you or book a reading or find out where you're going to be at, is the best place for all that on your website?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. And that's www.mediummaurice.com, right?
That's correct.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Your first time, we did very good. We got through a lot of people. I'm very impressed.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to work with you. First
awesome.
Time out.
Awesome. Thanks. Okay. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And just a reminder, next Thursday evening, there will be no broadcast on Signs of Life Radio, as we wish all of our listeners a very happy Thanksgiving. And Signs of Life will be back on air the following Thursday on December 1st. And I'm Joe Peretta, as always, your host. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at joeperetta.com. Or you could check me out on Instagram. I'm there too. Also Facebook. If you just look up Joe Peretta, you'll find me. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.